ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Well, to the US now, and accused murderer and former American football star O.J. Simpson has died at the age of 76. The athlete became one of the most reviled figures in the world after being accused of the double murder of his ex-wife Nicole Brown and her friend Ron Goldman. The trial became a huge media spectacle and divided America, but ultimately led to Simpson's acquittal. Mark Fisher is an associate editor and columnist at the Washington Post. Mark, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Great to be with you.
It's a complicated life and legacy. How is O.J. Simpson being remembered in the U.S. today?
Well, I think although some of his fans would love for him to be remembered as a wonderful football player and a comic actor in a series of films, the murder is going to be not only the lead to every story, but really the remaining identity that O.J. Simpson takes with him to the grave. This is a case that didn't necessarily change the country, but certainly foreshadowed much of what divides America today. And so we see in that trial the racial divisions that are so much a part of Donald Trump's America. We see the backlash from jurors and the public over police violence that certainly has driven many events in the country in the intervening years. And we see the celebrification of our legal system, which really started in a big way in the O.J. Simpson case, where major trials now involve celebrity lawyers, celebrity judges, this focus on personalities and the backgrounds of legal players. This is all something that was greatly expanded in that trial that riveted the country for upwards of a year.
Mark, who was O.J. Simpson to the U.S., do you think, before he was accused of murder?
Well, O.J. Simpson was a hero, a widely admired figure, not just as a football player, as a sports star, but as a Hollywood celebrity, as someone who was racially uniting in many ways. He was someone who persuaded white people that black celebrities did not have to be involved with violence and crime and dysfunction, but could represent the best of the country. And so he was someone who was so beloved that he was adopted by numerous large companies as their spokesman in TV ads. He was safe. He was someone who everyone could grab onto as a hero or a likable figure. And so the shock when he turned out to be extremely violent and essentially a murderer, as the civil jury found, even though the criminal jury did not.
How would you describe the context at that time, particularly race relations in the United States, as this case unfolded?
This was a time when race was, as it often is in this country, very, very much at the forefront of our politics and our cultural divisions. And so while we like to think of, many people like to think of the Trump era as one of particular division between the races, the 1990s had very much very similar characteristics. There were the LA riots. There was a series of reactions to police violence against young black men. And there was just the day-to-day a day-to-day life for many black Americans that was very much one of feeling stopped by police, being the victims of racism. And so in this O.J. Simpson case, we saw all of that coming to the fore, this explosion of interest and the sense that Simpson was a hero who'd been taken down, many black people believed. They believed that he'd been pulled off his pedestal for racist purposes. And among white Americans, very much the opposite view, that he was clearly guilty. The forensics, the evidence, all of that showed that he was guilty. And so he was being let go and would not pay the price for his crime. And so a lot of the mistrust, the cynicism about our legal system stemmed from and was really put on display by the O.J. Simpson trial.
Mark, do you remember from a personal perspective what it was like when all of this was unfolding and the very different conversations that were happening about what it meant and views on O.J. Simpson? Do you remember what that was like?
It was a tense time. It was a tense time in that courtroom in Los Angeles and around the country. There was a sense that there was so much riding on a case that really was just a murder case. It was a domestic violence case, not to minimize that, but it certainly didn't have the national political ramifications on the surface that it ended up having. It was interesting to watch the prosecutors. They prepared for that case as if it were just a murder trial. They prepared their witnesses, their forensics, all of that standard stuff. But Johnny Cochran and his dream team of defense lawyers, they prepared for something very different. They prepared for a national media event. They prepared for persuading the jurors that it was up to this jury to decide whether blacks were treated fairly in the American legal system. And whether O.J. Simpson committed the actual crimes seemed almost secondary to their defense. So that was a brilliant insight on the part of Simpson's lawyers, and it reflected very much the debate that was going on in the country, where blacks saw this as a chance to say, look, you're taking down one of our heroes, one of our best, and clearly your aim is racist, and we're going to hold you to account for it. And whites said, hey, everybody should be handled the same, and this guy's clearly guilty, and you're only acquitting him because he's black. Those are two incompatible views, and we've been living with that legacy ever since.
How do you reflect on that time and the current state of the United States now, Mark?
You know, I think there's a continuity. The divisions that we saw that the Simpson trial brought out are very similar to those that have marked the Trump era, and we see it in the willingness of many, or the eagerness, really, of many Americans to identify their politics and look at the world through the lens of identity, in the case of the Simpson trial, through the lens of race. And we see that today in many issues that divide the country. If you look at Donald Trump's supporters and why they stick with him even when they see evidence of his misdeeds, whether that be his own statements in the Access Hollywood tape about groping women or the allegations that he'll be on trial for next week in New York. There is an eagerness on the part of his supporters to excuse all that because they think the system is rigged against people like them. That's very similar to what we saw from black Americans and black jurors in the Simpson case, where they said, yeah, we're not really ruling on what exactly O.J. Simpson did. We're instead ruling on the place that you, the country, have put on black Americans, and we're going to acquit him as a way of striking back against that system.
Just finally, Mark, where does the death of O.J. Simpson leave the families of the victims of those killings?
I think it leaves them pretty much where they've been all along, which is feeling wronged, feeling like the system didn't work for them, like the system judges celebrities and wealthy people by one standard and everyone else by another. I think they went through periods of trying to get back at O.J. Simpson to get some money out of him. They won their civil suit against him, and in the end were able to collect very little of the money they were awarded. They feel like they have been victimized again and again, and as they relive all of that in these days after his death, I think it will be another period of extended pain for them.
Mark, I know you've got many deadlines ahead of you. So good of you to make some time for us. Thank you very much.
Great to be with you.
That's Mark Fisher, Associate Editor and Columnist at The Washington Post.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.